to another worldwide podcast of universal utterance. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet, Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice in the letter to the Hebrews. We're in chapter 11 with verses 17 through 19. By faith, Abraham, when put to the test, offered up Isaac, and he who had received the promises was ready to offer his only son, of whom it was said, "Through Isaac descendants shall bear your name." He reasoned that God was able to raise even from the dead, and he received Isaac back as a symbol. Where has your complete surrender taken you? To believe God is telling you to sacrifice your own son and then be given him back upon seeing your willingness to slay him in a sacrifice that you believed would be raised from the dead? Paul reminds the Hebrews today that by faith Abraham, when put to the test, offered up Isaac because he knew and believed that God was able to raise even from the dead his only son. You see this depicted in many a chapel across the world. Abraham holding a knife above his son's head as the angel shows him a ram caught by his thorns, bringing forth a miracle in a surrender, knowing God can accomplish all things, even the raising of someone dead. I bet you think there's many of people you know who have seemingly been raised from the dead, possibly your own family, friends or foes that the life's acquaintance has asked you to look upon with forgiveness and manifest your surrender to Christ in the kindness you share as the redemption of your sins and the offer to live forever in heaven as truth. Let us pray for each and every one today as we begin our joy of living redeemed in Christ Jesus. Each and every waking moment, asking that we be granted rest in our peace by His peace. Amen. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness. I am sorry, Lord. I believe You died and rose for me. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I share You as my Lord and Savior, seeking to live Your will in all things. Prayers for my wife, Toni, and my mother, Betty. As we pray for our children, especially our two oldest, Alexandra and Alan, Julian, Gabriel, and Jeffrey, and our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot, we pray for those that we said that we would pray for and those who've asked us to pray for them. We pray for the dying as we do each day. Lord, give them peace in their last breath. Silence for the prayers of others on this holy day of entering the church, finding the grace of Jesus in the Eucharist, the divine presence of body, soul, and divinity, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. In His Holy Spirit, we pray for the brothers in Kairos, the men in blue. We pray for Holy Mother Church. In Jesus' precious blood, by His name, we pray for Ukraine, Lord, each day. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. Today, my poem comes from the study of Hebrews 11. It's verses 17 through 19. It's a one-stanza poem, one-lined ending. It's titled, Abraham's Obedience of Faith. Isaac offered in testing Abraham's faith. Only son his promised, received belief, offer he faced. Saying was it, descendants of Isaac, names yours bear as fate. God, he reasoned, even dead raise in a surrender to his grace. Symbol Isaac received back by Abraham's obedience of faith. Amen. I'm Tom Shilkers Williams. It's May 15th, 2022. Recording this morning at 6:10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining us across the world on universalutterings.org. We continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you. Well, we appreciate you offering your morning prayer time with us today. Hope you enjoyed the poetry and the reflection on Hebrews 11, verses 17 through 19. We lift up the cheap name of Jesus each and every morning, and we call on Him to surrender to in our belief of faith that He can do all things. We close in the name of Jesus, calling on our good friends John and Marie. God bless you too. And have an awesome day in the Lord as we close in the name of Jesus at 6:21. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Amen.